Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continued Pel Yoitz, and the topic of Dibur, speech, in shir number 299. We had mentioned there are three different halakim of Dibur. There's Mitzvah, Heter, and Iser. And in the chelik of Mitzvah, we are focusing on Tefillah. And we already spoke about the importance of davening to Hashem before Rachmana Litzlan, Lo Yaleinu, a tragedy comes. Now the Pel Yoitz is telling us, If Rachmana Litzlan, a tragedy has come, we have to know the address to turn to wholeheartedly, v'chol levavcha, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oy lizoik lispalil ala tzara sheba, daven to Hashem on that tzara that came. Ki chein yisad ha-melech malka shaloylem, because this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And He wants to hear our tefillos. He wants us to cry out to Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yearning for the phone call, is yearning for us to call out to Him. No matter what the situation is. It's not like there's a specialist for this type of doctor, this type of this, and this type of that. Even by cars, there's a special, sometimes you have a specialist to fix a certain part of the car. This one deals with electronics better. This one deals with the engine better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bairi Olam, is the specialist of every single situation. And Hashem says, I want to hear from you. And many times, that's why the Tzar came. Because Hashem says, I haven't heard from you, or I want to hear from you more. U'mahapich ha'gzeira v'oimin mikisei din v'yoyshev ha'kisei rachme al dei ha'tfilah. Listen to what the Pel Yoitz is telling us. We know that when we blow the shofar once a year, the koyach of the shofar, the kiyah shofar, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oimed kiyachol, stands up from his kisei din and goes to his kisei of rachmim and goes to his throne of mercy. That's once a year on Rosh Hashanah when we blow the shofar. That's the koyach of the kiyah shofar. Every single day, through Koyach HaTefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you cry out to me, you turn to me, I'll be the address you need. U'mahapech ha'gzeira v'oymeid mikisei din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn around that gzar din from a din, v'yoyshiv ha'kisei rachamim al yidei ha'tefillah, and sit on a kisei rachamim. How are we going to accomplish this? Do we have to wait for Rosh Hashanah? Absolutely not. Every single day through Tefillah. And not just by Shachris Mincha Maariv. Talk to Hashem all the time, throughout the day. V'yofet Tefillah bein koidim zero, bein la'achik zero. As the Gemara Shana tells us, says the Pel Yoitz, that Tefillah is appropriate both before a zero, as well as after. As well as after, when there's already, unfortunately, lo yaleinu atzara. Ugdoi l'tfila, says the Gemara in Brachos, daf lamed beis mat beis, very famous Gemara. Ugdoi l'tfila yoyitz mi maisim toivim. Tfila is even greater than maisim toivim. Then chasodim. Shari Moshe lo inene elo b'tfila. Moshe Rabbeinu was only answered through tfila. Even though he was of the greatest bali chasodim that the world ever had in the world. As Chazal tell us, in Brachas Daf Lamed Beis Med Beis, Moshe was only answered, Sharei Moshe Lo Inane Elo Betfilo. Even more so, Chagoyin Anan Yasmi De Yasmi is an expression referred to as orphans of orphans. Yasmi De Yasmi. Ki Daloinu Mo'oid. Because we're so impoverished. From what? Maisim Taivim. So, if Moshe Rabbeinu was only answered after he took Klal Yisrael, saved all of Klal Yisrael, Adam Mitzrayim, only with Tefillah, says the Pel Yoitz, when we're lacking so many Ma'isim Toivim that we should do and can do, v'herbinu pesha v'chesaynu kol toiv, and unfortunately, instead of all the Ma'isim Toivim, sometimes there's averus in those places. Ami yesh lanu lishon, where can we turn to? Nonetheless, we still turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no matter what you did in the past, I still want to hear from you. I still love you. Ami lanu lishoin alovinu shebashemayim. Shumisratz berachim spais besachnunim. Just like we say in Vahurachim earlier today on Thursday morning by Shachris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come back no matter what the situation. Hashem is our loving Father. He wants to give us that hug and kiss. V'shaymeyat tfilas kolpeh. And he listens to the tefillah of every single person. Hatsoyek b'dema leiv, b'leiv nishbar v'nidke. And one who screams out to Hashem, one who cries out to Hashem, with heartfelt tears, with a broken, humbled heart, because that's the opposite of what brings a person to do Averis. It's the Baal Gaiva that does the Averis. But the humbled heart. He is the one that we can apply the pasuk that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're doing tshuva, v'nake. I will absolve and take away the suffering and the distress. And we'll be cleansed. Ki Hashem ro'einu with an ayin. Hashem is our shepherd. Avinu Malkeinu Yichake lechoneinu al yidei tfilaseinu. HaKadosh Baruch was yearning. Hashem wants to open the faucets of Shefa Toiv to come pouring down on us. Let's turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tfila, the koyach tfila. Then he brings that the Sefer Charedim, who lived around a couple hundred years before him, in the time of the Arizal. He was a Nister until the Arizal made him famous. He says that the Sefer Charedim already elaborated on the mitzvahs, how they connect to different parts of the body, and the koyach hadibur. And he says, I'm going to take from the Sefer Charedim, and he says, I'm going to elaborate. V'ani ovo ya'acharov, and they'll come after him. V'atik divrei kotshoi v'toysefes k'tsas. Adding a little more of my own. V'akatze k'tsas v'yishma achocham Yosef lekach. And I'll abbreviate some time as well in the following conversations and discussions that we're going to have. He says, uminei umini, and with my words and with the Sefer Charedim's words, yiskaleis ilo, will come to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This says, the Pelioids, is my only desire and hope. Hashem l'kim yazer li, he says, a tefila. Hashem l'kim yazer li, and we should take this to heart before we do anything. You know, before I give a shir, before I make a recording, before I give a shir, I say a tefila. I say a tefila, Kodesh Baruch Hu, please. Sfasai tiftach ufi yagitu l'secha. If you have a meeting, you're going into a meeting, say a tefillah first before the meeting. Hashem, please tell me I have siyat d'shmai. Say the right things, and even more important, to make sure my mouth stays closed and not to say things I shouldn't say. Someone just told me a story. He said he had a meeting with someone, and he said something he should not have said. The people at the meeting, they just looked at him. He said, I'm going to just learn from this lesson and keep my mouth closed. And sometimes that's the best thing to say, nothing. V'Hashem l'kim yazer li, says the Pelioids, al devar kvoid shemoy, Hashem should give me siyat d'shmaya for his great name and his honor.